All right, we have Texas A&M running back Travion Williams, and we'll open the floor to questions. If you'll just raise your hand, we'll get a microphone to you, and please make sure you wait till the microphone is here before you ask your question. Back here in the back right.
Travion, so far, what has Jimbo Fisher brought to this Texas A&M program?
Coach Fisher's brought a sense of history. You know, Coach Fisher has been to a national championship, and he knows what it takes to win. So he's brought that to this university, and he's brought a great sense of coaching. You know, he brought a great coaching staff and a great guy in Coach Schmitty. So he brought in the right guys to get us ready to go win a national championship.
We'll go right back front row.
What's been the best part of Jimbo's offense, and just, you know, with the pro style nature, what have you enjoyed about working with a fullback and more often than you have in years past, and just what did you think about the changes so far?
Every time this question is asked, I end up smiling because, you know, the thought of having a fullback in front of me, you know, that's nice because, you know, that's a guy that can go inside the hole before me and that can open things up. So, you know, we have a great offensive line in front of us, and then we have a great fullback that can set things up. So, you know, I love the pro style. The pro style is a great offense that sets, you know, guys up personally at each position, you know, at the running back position, at the fullback position, quarterback, wide receiver, tight end spot. So, you know, I'm excited about it coming from the spread as opposed to the pro style. So I'm excited for a great year.
Go down here, front left.
You know, what do you think the difference was in your play between your freshman year and your sophomore year, and how would you like to improve in going into your junior year?
You know, I kind of say I had a great freshman year, and, you know, I kind of had a slump last year as a sophomore. But, you know, we kind of hired the right guys. We got Coach Schmitty in there, and he's a great strength and conditioning coach. And he's got, you know, me and my teammates, our bodies and, you know, our physiques are right. And we, you know, a lot stronger, a lot faster, and we're going to get ready for a great junior year and a great season this year as a team.
We'll go standing in the back left.
Hey, so Coach is known as kind of a quarterback whisperer, right? Yeah. And everybody, if you hear any talk show, everybody wants to know about your quarterbacks and how he's you know, whispered to them, if you will.
Yeah.
Talk to us about your quarterbacks, the progression they've made, and maybe something we haven't seen from them and that we'd like to see that we're going to see this fall.
Okay, yeah. Before I make this statement, Coach Fisher does not whisper. Everything he does, he screams. He's a screamer. But, you know, he's getting those guys ready at the quarterback position. You know, we have Nick Starkle and Kellamon. You know, both of those guys are getting ready. And every day, you know, Coach Fisher's on those guys. And whether they're doing something right, if they do something right, he's going to be like, why was that right? So they can do it again. And if that was wrong, he's going to get on them wrong to make it right. You know, he's getting those guys ready. And both of those guys are coming along a big deal. And they're ready for a great season.
We'll go back right over here with the camera.
You talked about the history that Jimbo brought with him and a national championship. How much do you feel the expectations to be competitive, to be in that picture, did he bring along with him?
He brought a lot. You know, like I said, you know, he has a sense of history. He knows what it takes, you know, what it takes to be great. And that's like from the first time he stepped on campus and came in our team meeting, you know, he came in with a great deal of sense of urgency. And he came in with a look on his face that we knew he was about business. And from day one, he was like, you know, this is not going to be how it used to be. And things are going to change. And all we have to do is buy into it. You know, we have a great guy, great team and a great group of guys. And all you got to do is buy into it. And he's putting us in a great situation and getting us ready for a great season. So great look ahead.
Well, down here, front left.
When you look at what Coach Fisher has done at Florida State with the backs and how he's utilized those backs, what have you seen and what has been the conversation with you and Coach Fisher?
Yeah, that was one of the first reasons why I was excited, you know, to have him named my head coach, you know, because he's a guy that to put running backs in a great situation. You know, his clientele that he had at running backs and his, past, you know, he puts running backs in great situations, and I'm excited about it. But, you know, when me and Coach Fisher talk, man, he's always talking about, man, just run strong. He said, you have a lot of talent, and then I buy into what he says. So, you know, I got to run stronger. And then he says, you know, catching the ball out of the backfield, you know, that's very important as a running back. And, you know, he's putting me and my teammates in great situations, and I'm so excited. And for him to call me, be my coach.
We'll go standing in the back right.
Trey, what does that mean to you when he says that there's not going to be any getting used to time and all this other kind of stuff, that the time to win is now?
Oh, yeah, the time to win is now, man. We don't have time to, you know, kind of feel it through. We have to win now, and we're going to win now. And that's, like I said, his attention to detail is there. You know, from day one, man, he wants us to be great right now. We don't have time down the road. We don't have 2 or 3 years to be great. You know, we have to go out there and be great now because this is a business and this is a league where we have to go out there and fight because the SEC is strong and the SEC is, you know, about its chips, so we have to go out there and be great.
We'll go on the second row over here on the left.
Can you talk about your relationship with your offensive line and how much you trust those guys?
Oh, man, I love those guys to death, man. You know, I do anything for those guys because every day, you know, they'll do anything for me, man. Those guys are a great group of guys, man. Those guys are strong. And those guys are great, man. And it's crazy because before I came here this morning, I had to go work out with them at 5 in the morning. You know, so those guys, man, they have it tough, man. They wake up early in the morning and go out there and grind, man. And I love those guys because they don't complain at all, man. They do the right things, man. And they don't always get the praise because they're offensive linemen and all that. But, man, those guys do the right things, and I'm excited to call those guys mine.
We'll go standing back here in the middle with the cameras.
Obviously, all the talk has been about Jimbo bringing a championship mentality and all that. Throughout the week, he's getting you guys ready. But on the field, when the bullets are flying, you know, and you're having adversity in a ball game, he's on the sideline. He can only say so much. So my question is, what about the group on the field between you guys? What's your confidence and what's your camaraderie like through spring? And what gives you confidence that when something doesn't go right like it has in the past, mm-hmm. you're not going to fold and you'll be able to overcome adversity?
Yeah, you know, that's like, you know, Coach Fisher, he's putting us in great situations. So, you know, he's going to be tough on us. That's just how he is as a coach. And I kind of feel like that's a great deal because, you know, if a coach can push you to your limits, you can find out what you can do as a man and as a player. So, you know, when we're on the field, you know, we're the only guys that we can count on, us 11 on the field. And definitely he's always preached, you know, the championships are won within the locker room. And we have grown so much, you know, by teammates, man. We've grown so much, and that's honestly made a big difference on the field, and it's definitely showing.
We'll go over here in the back row to the right.
Trevion, is there a running back in the NFL that you kind of try to mimic your style of play after, and if so, who?
It's crazy because my freshman year, you know, we played Tennessee. You know, because I'm sure you guys remember that game. We played Alvin Kamara. And it's crazy because I played against him, and now I kind of idolize my game behind him because he's a great runner. He can run the rock, and he can run it great. And then also he can catch the ball. So he's such a big weapon, and I kind of idolize my game behind that because, you know, he expands his role as a running back and as a receiver as well. So I kind of idolize behind him.
We'll go on the back row over here to the left.
Can you talk about some of the goals you have that you maybe didn't accomplish in the first 2 years? I know you've talked about Coach Fisher, the mm-hmm. new offense, the fullback, but do yeah. you have some personal goals this year that maybe you haven't achieved in your first 2 years?
You know, I don't have any personal goals set aside, you know, because I'm focused on winning. You know, we got to get a 10-plus win season. You know, we got to win us a bowl game. We got to win us a national championship. We got to win the ACC West and the ACC period. And, you know, those personal goals, they'll come. They'll come along if they happen. But ultimately, I just want to win. You know, me and my teammates are grinding, and we deserve it because we've, you know, fought through so much. And we're ready for a great season, and Coach Fisher's going to lead us there.
We'll go on the back row over here on the right.
Trevion, what is it about the LSU game that's been a trouble over the, you know, last whatever years? I don't think A&M's beaten them since they joined the conference. So,
I don't think it's anything necessarily there, man. It's the longevity of the season, man. It's tough in the SEC, man. And no, you know, all kudos to LSU. They're a great football team. You know, Ed Oregon, he put those guys in a great situation, and they have a great group of guys. But definitely, you know, be a big difference this year. You know, we're going to get ready and go out there and give them a piece of our mind. We're getting ready for it.
We'll go on the back row. The camera is over to the left.
Here in the back. You obviously have to worry about what you have to concern about on the offense, but guy on the defense, Donovan Wilson,
yeah.
What are you expecting from him after, you know, missing time last season? What are you expecting from him coming out for 2018?
Man, it's crazy that you asked that, man, because me and Donovan was talking this morning, man. And, you know, I'm so excited for him because that's a guy that brought so much to this team, and he's a captain. He's captain as well, man. So guys respect him so much. And, you know, it was unfortunate what happened to him last year at the UCLA game. He broke his foot. So, you know, he kind of had to sit out last year, man. But that's a guy, man, that leads our secondary so much. And he's going to come out and have a great season. And he's leading those guys back there in the secondary. And I'm excited for him to have a great season and to do big things for us.
We'll go right here on the second row to the left.
We've got a big test in week two. Clemson comes to town. Their defense has been compared to NFL defenses. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, they have a great group of guys. You know, everybody knows about their defensive linemen. And those defensive linemen are a great group. And they're a great team, period. But, you know, we're not going to look at them as if they're any other opponent. You know, we're going to go out there and do the right things and do what we have to do to win. And we're going to do that. And I'm excited for it. It'll be a big test for us. And we're going to do great.
You know, how much does losing Keith kind of affect the way the backfield runs, and kind of who do you think steps up to fill that void for you this year?
Yeah, especially in the SEC, man. This is not just a one back league. You got to have multiple guys that can go out there and, you know, tote the rock and, you know, kind of bring levy off one another. But, you know, we got a great group of freshmen, and we got a great group of guys that were already on the roster. So we're looking forward to see, you know, who else is going to be out there and do great things for us.
All right, we got time for a couple more. If you'll just raise your hand, we'll get a mic to you. Over here, back right.
Trey, just how much do you feel the offense will be able to control the ball a little bit more with this mm-hmm. offense, stay on the field, help their defense, help your defense out a little bit more? Is that something that's been talked about, or do you feel, you know, you were maybe too many three and outs last season and something you guys need to be better at?
Yeah, we kind of struggled in the past. You know, that was one of our preacher points. We kind of struggled on third down conversions, and this is a game that you got to stay on the field, you know, converting first downs, turning into touchdowns. But now with the new offensive coordinator that we have in Coach Dickey and Coach Fisher, man, like I was saying earlier, I kind of feel like it's unfair to the rest of the league that we have Coach Dickey and Coach Fisher's mind together, because those are two great guys and they have so much knowledge and they know what to do in certain situations. You know, they know how to attack certain coverages and know how to attack certain defenses. So I'm so excited for it, and it's going to be a great deal. Just watch.
All right. One more back over here to the right on the back row.
Hey, Trevion, how has your growth and progress been since Jimbo Fisher has been your head coach?
Oh, man, it's grown so much. I've grown so much as a player, and not just as a player, but as a student athlete. You know, he preaches on doing what you have to do before you can do what you want to do. So, you know, that's grown as a man, ultimately. And, you know, with hiring Coach Fisher, he brings in his guys. So he brought in Coach Graham, which was a great running back coach, and he played in the league. So he knows the intangible, he knows what it takes to be great. Also, we brought in Coach Smitty, our strength and conditioning coach, and he's putting us in such great situations. And he's getting our bodies right, our physiques right, and we're going to go out there and have a great season.
All right. Thank you, Trevion. Mm-hmm.